Uganda's police and armed forces have reportedly used live ammunition to quell riots across Kampala following opposition leader Kizza Besigye's fourth arrest on Thursday. The Ugandan army has played an increasing role in the state response to the opposition-led walk-to-work protests, which began on April 12th. According to reports, rioters have set up roadblocks in Kampala's city center, using flaming tires and causing more confrontations. The deputy spokesman of Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change, Totelabuka Bamwenda, described the scene for VOA.
Kampala, there is a lot of chaos. People were demonstrating around Kiteka Market. The soldiers responded with tear gas and beating and the excessive force. And it really spread to other parts of Kampala, the suburbs.
The riots are centered on the arrest of politician Kizza Besigye, a three-time presidential candidate and runner-up in February's presidential vote. Besigye and opposition allies have organized the walk-to-work protests in response to rising food and fuel prices in the East African nation. President Yoweri Museveni has declared the demonstrations illegal, and Ugandan security forces have met each of the walks with increasing force. On Thursday, Besigye was arrested for the fourth time under charges of inciting violence and unlawful assembly. Video of the incident shows Ugandan police smashing the politician's car, spraying it with tear gas, and forcefully removing Besigye. This morning, a visibly injured Besigye appeared in court and was released. Representatives said he was receiving medical treatment at his home on the outskirts of Kampala. The walk-to-work protests are scheduled for every Monday and Thursday. Bamwenda said the protests would continue and Besigye would take part if able.
Depending on his health. Secondly, he has to appear in court, Kasangati court. That's the other problem. Maybe he can walk from his home to court.
The international community has roundly condemned President Museveni's response to the demonstrations. United States Assistant Secretary of State Johnny Carson told reporters Thursday he spoke with the Ugandan government about the arrests and urged the authorities to act in a responsible and civil fashion. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.